Whoa, they got the young and the old having fun, Savannah down.
We're right here, the beginning of Georgia, right here. The first planned city in the U.S., Savannah. And we're here on Haitian Square, as I call it. But some people know this, Franklin Square. We're right here in the City Market area across from First African Baptist Church, not far from River Street, not far from Yamacraw. And Yamacraw is the oldest African-American community in the entire city of Georgia. Or essentially, the first Gullah Geechee community in the entire city of Georgia.
Boy, when you come to Savannah, be ready to have a good time. Whoa, they got the young and the old.
People were always trying to make sure they were earning a living. That's one of the things. They see the day laborers right here. But also, they have Shorty George and others out here, hucksters out here, going crab sweet, Ilton Ed, crab meat, pulp, big guy. They have a fish out. They have them right out here doing the same thing people in the Caribbean do, people in Africa do. That was a part of the culture. See, we were owning the businesses here, the buildings in some cases, and also we had the hucksters out here too.
Oh, I love you, Georgie. She opened my palm to the world.
They would see all that right here, the vibrancy. But then also something else. They hear me crack your teeth like this year. But then they hear some Creole. 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 200 years ago, people were speaking more than one language in many cases, especially the Africans. So our people were multilingual because some of us are speaking Gullah, speaking English, and also some Igbo, Vai, and other languages too, right here in this area, right here. Vibrancy right here.
Boy, they got these Southern folks down here. Know how to put them pots and pans on.
The people were brought here mainly because they had the knowledge of the Trinity. Cotton, rice, and indigo. Because our ancestors were growing cotton in Africa and weaving to cloths. They were growing indigo, which is a green or brown plant. They produce a blue dye and also used with regard to other coloring. And then they were growing the Asian rice and the African rice in Africa. The Spanish said our ancestors, El Inia, Alcea, Azucar. They said the Africans had the genius for sugar. So when Europeans went to Africa, they just didn't grab them willy-nilly. They went there specific looking for people that had knowledge.
We got the oysters on the shell, corn on the cob, fried chicken, collard green, black-eyed peas, cornbread.
This area right here, South Carolina and Georgia, this part right here, has always been connected since the ancient times. On February 10th and February 9th, 1733, there were 20 Africans out of Charleston and four out of Beaufort brought here to lay out the streets and the squares in Savannah with Oglethorpe and Colonel Bull. That part of the story is left out also. So we are vested in this area. So we've been a part of it. And that's a part of the dynamics that we are part of the fabric of the society on both sides of the water.
Boy, you come here March 17th. Lord, everything green. Old St. Patrick doing his thing.
I said, history's not lost. It's just misplaced. We see with regards to the vibrancy, with regards to where we're standing at right now. That again, all this was happening right here. This was a part of our heart, this part of our soul right here. Understanding that Africa lives in America and that we are the richest part of the American tapestry right here.
Welcome to Savannah.